T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Okay, it's the morning mess. It's time for your favorite prank call. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Natalie?
Morning!
Oh my God, you guys. It's like...
Oh, right. You starting off on fire, girl.
What's going on?
So I have to get back on my dad because he's trying to sleep with one of my friends.
Excuse me?
No, I am, like, not even joking. I live at his house, and my parents have been divorced for, like, 10 years, and he is, like, a player. He's been a player since they divorced.
Wait.
Goals.
Stop! Hold on. Your dad's a player?
Mm. Yeah, and I didn't have a problem with it until he started to hit on my friends, and now I do have a problem with it.
That makes sense.
Wait. So, how old are you and your friends?
So we're all in our young 30s. Okay. I'm 31. Like, my friends are 30, 31, 32. You know, I live with my dad because he doesn't charge me rent, which is a sweet deal.
Love that.
Yeah, but they were over on the weekend, and we were having mimosas and talking, and then he comes and joins us, and he starts hitting on my friend.
Yeah, Dad.
No, Dad.
No.
Are you sure it wasn't, like, just the mimosas talking? Maybe it was, like, a mistake.
Well, that's kind of what we thought, because it wasn't creepy. He was just being friendly. She was being friendly back. But he texted her later that day asking her if she wanted to go for dinner. And then my friend started teasing me and calling me daughter. And and they brought other friends in, and there was this whole group chat, and it was mortifying. She said that she would go to dinner with him just to me.
Oh, that is messed up.
That is a good friend.
No!
That is awesome. Wow. Okay, so she's not interested in your dad, but she was just teasing you that she would actually... I mean, she's a 30-year-old woman. You know, she's not like she's 20, 21.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. I told my dad, I'm like, you cannot hit on my friend. And he responded, if they're over 30 and down, then it's fair game.
Yeah!
I love your dad!
Yeah! Oh my gosh. Okay, Natalie, I'm so sorry, but I kind of stan your dad.
No, bro, you gotta move out.
Yeah, so your friend can move in. Yeah.
Oh, no!
Arrivederci!
No, so I need you to call him and pretend that you're from the restaurant and just make his life hell. Because he said that my friend could choose the restaurant, so he doesn't even know, like, where they're going. So I need you to take him down.
Oh, my God. So your friend was setting up the date.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
So you can be from any restaurant.
Am I calling like I'm from like an Applebee's kind of situation or?
Oh, yeah. Call like you're from Applebee's and you think he's the oldest, most pathetic human being on this planet.
Man.
Okay, you know, I have to remember that this would be terrible if I was in your position. You're right. This is awful.
Yes. Think about the images flashing through my head, okay?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Take it.
No.
All right. Okay, so we're going to call your dad. I just need his number. And I'm going to pretend that I work at Applebee's and I'm setting up his reservation, okay?
Okay.
Now, how old is your dad, by the way?
He's 58.
He's 58. All right. I'm going to make him feel like he's 89.
Oh,
all right. So I'm going to ruin your dad's morning per you. I honestly am a big fan of your dad, but since you called, we got you, okay?
Okay. Thank
all right.
you.
What's your dad's name, by the way?
His name is Alan.
Got you. All right. Calling Alan, her dad. Up next, your favorite prank calls, Nacho's Revenge, Morning Mess. Okay, it's your morning mess with your favorite prank calls, Nacho's Revenge. We spoke to Natalie. My God, I feel so bad doing this prank call, but Natalie wants to get back at her dad. I guess dad, you know, he's a little player. Him and her mom haven't been together for quite a while, and she lives with her dad, and he was trying to holler at her girlfriends. Now, when I say her girlfriends, Natalie, they're like 30 years old, right?
Yeah, but still, that is not cool.
Well, you know what? It's just I don't want people the impression that he's trying to holler at your friends that are like 18, 19.
Right, that's true.
Okay.
But they're still her friends.
You just don't want your dad hollering at your friends.
No, it's just so gross. Mm-hmm. It's beyond gross.
And awkward for you.
Yes.
But one of your friends is kind of entertaining the idea, said that I'm going to actually go out to dinner with your dad just to screw with you.
Well, yeah, but she said she did it just to f*** me. And now, like, everyone is just saying, oh, are you looking forward to, like, your friend being your new stepmom?
No!
You'll have all these fun little adventures, you know, your dad, her, and you. So everyone is just trying to make it worse for me.
Right. So your friend had told your dad that she'll make the reservation. So you want me to play like I'm from the restaurant and making these reservations for your much older dad and his little sugar mama here?
Yes.
Are we ready?
Yes.
God, I feel so bad ruining your dad's morning, but here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Alan, please?
This is Alan. Who's this?
Hi, Alan. This is Nacho, two O's, server here at Applebee's. How are you?
Excuse me? I think you have the wrong number.
Why you say that?
Because I don't go to Applebee's.
No, sir. I have a reservations under your name for this weekend. This is Alan, right?
Hold on. Did a young lady make this reservation?
Exactamundo, Dad. She sounded very beautiful. Is she your daughter?
No.
What?
No, she's not my daughter. And by the way, that's none of your business.
Excuse me. Is your granddaughter then, right?
No, she's my date.
Oh, the date? The date is Friday.
No, I'm saying she's my date to dinner.
Oh, okay. You sounded older, and I thought you just forgot what day it was because, you know, people your age forget things.
People my age?
Remember that?
What the hell?
Well, you sound a little over the hill, like a senior citizen, sir. That's all.
What is your name again?
Nacho. Nacho with two O's.
Nacho.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. First of all, Nacho, you don't know how old I am. And why the hell are you calling me?
Are you finished? My goodness. I'm going to be old as you when you finish. I'm sorry, sir. Just wanted to confirm your reservation for this weekend since dine-in option is outside. That's all, Alan.
It's Alan, not Alan. All right. Well, look, I wouldn't have thought that my date would pick Applebee's.
Right. You're very sexy.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
That's where she wants to go outside. It's fine.
Okay. All right? Sounds good, Alan. So sugar daddy date reservation set for Saturday, 3 p.m. Early enough so maybe you can take a little nap before you guys. You know what I'm saying, Alan?
Hey, Nacho.
What?
That is inappropriate, dude.
What? Look, sir, no judgment on your date with a little sugar baby here, sir. I know a lot of ladies that are down to sprinkle the wrinkles, so.
You know what? Let me speak to your manager.
You want to speak to the manager?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Hello, this is Nacho with three O's, the manager. Hello?
Yeah, is this the manager, right?
Yes, this is Nacho with three O's. Alan, do I tell you about the special senior citizen deals that we have this weekend?
Kidding me? What? What are you saying?
I'm sorry, you hard of hearing? I'll be a little louder. I asked if you would like to hear about our special senior citizen deals.
I'm not deaf.
Wow, sir, you have a lot of pent-up anger from all those years of growing up in Little House on that Prairie, I see. So, what are you, like 89? Am I right?
No, I'm not 89 years old, you.
My grandma always gets fussy when she's tired, too. So let's calm down. Maybe a little tea, a little chamomile. What?
Guess what? What? I'm canceling this reservation.
But why? But what about your super young hot day, the sugar babies?
I don't care. You are awful people, and I will be contacting you about this.
Can I ask you one last question, Alan?
What?
How was it?
How was what?
When we first signed the Declaration of Independence, I'm assuming you were there.
Oh, my God. Okay. Ben, all right.
How is Ben Franklin in real life?
Stop.
John Hancock there? Why did he sign his signature so big, Alan?
Okay, Nacho.
Alan.
What?
Alan, we got to let you know a little something here. We're live on the radio. We're the morning mess. Your daughter, Natalie, actually set up this whole prank call to you, sir.
Hi, Daddy.
Natalie, you're there with these people?
No, I'm just on the phone, but, Dad, you have to stop hitting on my friends.
Is this what this is all about? Oh, my God. Natalie, come on.
Natalie, your dad says he wants to sprinkle that wrinkle.
Oh, my God.
Can't take it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Natalie, you tell your friends to stop hitting on me.
There you go. The older the berry, the sweeter the juice, right, Alan?
Oh, my God.
Nacho!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.